believe that this bill will add a tremendous cost to those utilities to the extent that they must now provide a rate hearing and rate determination setting. I'm concerned about that. Mr. Fonte.
I don't believe that to be the case. Nothing in here changes the procedure to be used to approve rates. All it means is that there'll be somebody to stand up for the residents of that municipality in front of the city council, in your example. Follow me. Doesn't change the procedure, except that all sides will be heard.
And one side will be heard, residential. That's all.
The utility side is already being heard. You've taken out, you tried to take out residential.
Yeah. Well, you have taken out all people other than residential from the hearing.
Well, Mr. Pettijohn, please.
Right.
Go ahead.
Well, I know Mr. Sund and Mr. Taylor perhaps should find out and how they do it down in Wrangell and Ketchikan and how they set the rates. I imagine it might not be too formal. It might be a... I lived in Ketchikan for a while. I was an attorney for the city council and things...
There's a recall petition out in Ketchikan now for the way they... they've determined the rates. Pretty hot issue.
I would think that if this fellow gets a few of your constituents to get him down there and he starts filing papers and discovery and subpoenas and requests for admission, that it could have a make a difference in the way they set rates, which maybe they should. I don't know.
Make a good argument that they should have. Let some of that go on.
We're going to meet. If we're going to move the bill, I'd like to do it right away. I kind of crossed Mr. Dolan. I'm trying not to let this committee spill over into his time.
I'm not going to make it.
Oh, I see. Okay.
My fear is that the person who staffs this office and the people who staff this office are going to have great determinations to be made on probably almost an annualized basis. That they're going to have major cases that they're involved in the major metropolitan areas, that they're going to look at the dollar figures just like a DA would on prosecutions, and they're going to say, well, the big case is up here. All of our time, money, and effort is going to be invested in Anchorage, and it's too bad that you people may be having a problem in Sweetgrass. At which time, we're not going to have anything more going on out there or any beneficial thing for them.
I would. Mr. Sun, and then, of course.
I'm not arguing the merits of it, but I think the biggest advantage of this will be to the ABACs and the Klinkit-Haida and all of those ones there, where you have, like Klinkit-Haida handles on it, all of them, these, the ABAC is all of us, the villages. Of course, they don't get their rates set by the legislature for the most part, but you know, so we want all that. I have kind of mixed feelings how this is going to impact or affect my district, so. But I'm not opposed to keeping the building. It's got more committees to go through than that.
Yeah, I still have findings to build.
Well, if it's appropriate, Mr. Chairman, I'll move the bill and ask with the individual recommendations.
Is there objection?
As amended. And with two conceptual amendments, which is going to be the statutory site of the name of this thing.
We'll float that language basket.
Okay.
Is there objection to that conceptual motion?
Hearing none, the bill moves with individual recommendations.
As I say, we will put the language past.
Good evening.
There's nothing further to come before us. We stand adjourned. I appreciate your patience during the corrections week.
Are we done with those finally?
Well, we're done with them for a few minutes. Now they come into the tender loving care of the Hess Committee.
Like that.
Yeah, then we get all.
They got the hammer on them.
I'm not gonna, Randy. I'm not gonna make
that. I'll know. Blue? Sick?
If they all still do one.
You sick?
Sure.
Okay.
This is.